This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1026, why you must make your own IELTS questions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
This incredibly fun and motivating activity will give an energy boost to even the most discouraged IELTS students. We provide details for how to create your own questions and practice them to add some pizzazz to your IELTS speaking practice.
Hello, Aubrey. Happy Monday. How are you?
Yes, happy Monday. How was your trip to Seattle?
It was so awesome.
Was it fun?
You guys, this is... Traveling is such like an integral part of me as a person. Like not being able, it's not like I can travel all the time anyway, even in a normal world, but not even having the option to travel at all for over a year was
stifling.
It's stifling. It suffocates my soul. So and I'm not dramatic at all, but being able to travel to Seattle with James, we were still safe. We put, you know, cleaning stuff on our hand, Purell on our hands all the time and wore masks everywhere, but we still went out in the world and saw amazing tourist stuff. And we went to the top of the Space Needle. We went to, the whole reason why we went there was to go to Funko HQ. It's a big store for his favorite, like, action figures. I'm going to show you on YouTube right now.
Yes.
I got a t-shirt. Guys, if you're not watching on YouTube, then check it out.
Yeah, you have to come see the video so you can see Jessica's new t-shirt. It's a Funko Pop, which is like a bobblehead toy of Superman, and it's hilarious. You got to come see it.
Awesome. Anyway, it was amazing. But, you know, students are not tuning in today to hear about my Seattle adventures or to see my amazing Funko Pop t-shirt. Aubrey, we're here to help them with IELTS. How are we gonna do that today?
Yes, you guys, this is a great episode. We were inspired by a comment on Instagram that we're going to share with you, and we're talking to you about a great way to practice for IELTS speaking that's going to increase your engagement, give you great practice, and maybe give you a new way to think about practicing for IELTS speaking. So yeah, this is a really good jam-packed episode.
You guys, I'm so excited to talk about this today because this really, it really shows our fundamental values as a company, right? As All Ears English, but as people, all of us on this All Ears English team, guys, we're not just teachers. Not that that's a bad thing, but we're not just that, right? Like, we teach you guys because we want to inspire you. We want to motivate you. And that is more important maybe in test prep than anything else, because how often, Aubrey, do you see comments like, IELTS is so boring. I got terrible scores. How do I keep studying? How do I not get bored? How do I make myself keep moving forward? Because IELTS is so hard. This is one of those ways, guys. This is a very fun activity you can start doing right now by yourself or with a study partner to find that motivation, to find that creativity, to...
Yes, make it fun again.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Okay, so what is our essential idea today?
Okay, so the essential idea is that you can write your own IELTS speaking questions. You don't have to find them in test prep books or Google them online. And then you can use them with friends when you practice for IELTS speaking and actually really engage in your answers. This is going to increase your motivation so much because you're actually talking about things you're really interested in and things you really want to know about your friends. Think about how much more fun that would be than just Googling, finding a random question that you don't really care about, right?
You know what? This also goes along the advice of like, let's practice the positive connotations. Let's practice feeling good about IELTS. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is one of the reasons why I ask students to ask a friend to be an examiner before they go into the test and practice a full speaking test with a friend, because hopefully you'll be more relaxed. You'll be able to smile more. You'll, because of those things, your fluency increases, your confidence increases, your pronunciation is better. So this also goes towards encouraging that, right?
Exactly. Because you're speaking more like a real person, like a native.
Yeah.
Instead of getting in that trap of speaking like a student, as if the examiner's a teacher. You don't want that, right? When you're speaking with a friend, and then that will translate to test day because you're in the habit, you're used to speaking natively as if you're speaking to a friend.
Exactly. So many reasons to do this. So we're going to just outline a couple very clear benefits to this because we know you guys are adults. You have to have good reasons to do something we ask you to do. And then we're going to give you some examples. We are going to spontaneously come up with questions we wish were IELTS questions. If we were students, these would totally be the ones that we would want to talk about. So, okay. First of all, let's shout out the person, the amazing Instagram follower student who made us think of this idea. Aubrey, what inspired you to suggest this topic today?
Yes. So on my Instagram post yesterday, Ellie Heroes left this great comment and she was sharing an episode idea. She said, I'm not sure this is the right place to make a request for you to talk about something on the show, but after I was married, I didn't have an opportunity to make contact with my male friends. So on my address page, there are no guys there. I felt somewhat shocked because the only guy I have there is my husband. I'm curious about what other ladies think about their male friends. And Ellie, I have had this same thought myself because a lot of my friends from college, I haven't been able to stay in touch with really well, because there is sort of this weird thing of like, can I be friends with them? Do I need to be friends with them and their wife? Is this just so it is something girls talk about? It's something natives talk about. And it would be a really interesting IELTS speaking question. I wish I would be asked that on part three.
Oh my God, Aubrey, we have to add this to the conversations and coffee list. Okay.
Oh, good idea.
We gotta talk about this.
I'm making a note.
On that note, guys, I want to remind you that Lindsay and I are doing a web class about participating naturally and natively in group conversations, right? Especially when people are speaking fast. We're going to give you three things natives do that you don't, so you can improve your understanding and your participation in the world, guys. So sign up, grab your spot for this web class. It's going to be amazing. allearsenglish.com/native. So let's get back to the question. Let's brainstorm this for a second. Now, what if this were a part three question? Aubrey, what kind of answer could you give? Like, first of all, we need to structure it like an IELTS question. So this is the first thing you have to do, right? When you think of a topic that is fun to talk about like this, that is actually something you think about that you want to discuss with friends, you still have to take an extra step of formulating it like an IELTS question, or else it's not test practice. You know what I mean? Like, we need to structure it like an IELTS question, and then you need to answer it like an IELTS answer, not like a relaxed, you know, like whatever incomplete sentence answer in the real world. You still have to make it IELTS practice. So we can change the topic, right? To get motivated, to get engaged, but we can't change the way we're answering about it, right? Because we still want to keep the priority in mind, which is practicing the IELTS skills. So
yeah,
what?
So I can imagine this question being like, in your culture, are married women able to stay friends with, or able to retain relationships with male friends?
I love that. That is totally
that
a part three question. That's so good. Okay. I'm going to do my best to answer this as an IELTS question and not break down like I'm just being natural. Okay. This is a fascinating question. I don't think there is a specific cultural expectation as defined by religion or gender roles or tradition, as like women cannot be friends with men after they're married. I don't think that is a specific spoken rule in my culture. However, I do think there will always be issues with jealousy, right? With partners being jealous of each other having friends of the opposite sex after they're married or even dating. I think that happens. And it certainly doesn't go just the way of women having male friends. I think, obviously, it often goes the other way as well, where women wives would be suspicious of husbands who hang out with a lot of ladies in their free time. So I think this is an issue of, I think this is a marital sort of intimacy issue, trust issue, rather than a cultural expectation issue.
Oh, such a good answer, and fascinating how different my answer would be, actually.
Really?
For sure. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for the conversations and coffee.
Oh,
so
yes!
You guys, you have to sign up, because we'll all, Michelle and Lindsay and I, we're for sure going to do this as a conversation, and we'll all share how we feel. But yeah, mine would be a little different.
It's so fascinating. Like, so much goes into this, you know?
Yes.
Religion, how you were raised, what models
totally.
Did you have growing up? What yep. did you see your parents do?
And like, individual personalities.
Totally.
If you happen to be a jealous person or not.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable being alone with someone of the opposite sex or not.
Totally.
Jealousy aside, right? There's a lot that goes into it. Good point.
Oh,
okay, guys.
I'm so
excited for you to do this activity when preparing for IELTS speaking. So let's get into how you can do this. How can you create, what types of questions can you create? And the good news is, anything, right? There is no wrong question. Just like Jessica said, anything you're interested in,
yep.
you just have to format it like an IELTS question. And this is going to be a good way for you to think about it, because you can look at the other sample questions you've been reading. You may already have a really good idea, but if not, pick them apart. Look at the structure, look how they're asked, and change any topic into an IELTS question.
Hello, wonderful IELTS students. Remember, Lindsay and I, Jessica, are giving a web class May 8th and 10th. It is going to be amazing. It is all about three things natives do that you don't. So sign up, guys, grab your spot, become more natural with your English, and increase your IELTS scores at the same time for free. Sign up, guys, grab your spot, allearsenglish.com/native. You know what? I think just this step is so extremely beneficial. The
yes.
act of analyzing the structures, the functions of IELTS questions, because the structures and the functions are repeated every single test, right? So for example, part three, the functions you will be asked to produce are always the same. You're comparing the past until now. You're describing advantages, disadvantages. You are explaining the causes of a problem, right? Like, these functions are always present. So if you practice these functions, then you will be able to spontaneously express those for any topic, right, that IELTS throws at you. So, oh my gosh.
Yes, and
I
think about
it.
Why we didn't take that question for a part two, because you're describing an event or an experience, and that doesn't lend itself as well, this question. So
totally.
It makes sense for a part three question. So any topic you come up with, think about, okay, is this something where I would describe a person or an experience or an event? Or is this going to be something where it's I'm thinking about the advantages or disadvantages of something? And then you'll know, should this be in part one, part two, or part three?
It's so fun. Okay, sweet. So I'm going to throw a couple ideas out there, guys, just real fast, just as a model, right? If I were to be writing my own questions about things that I'm interested in so many random things. Let's see. So part one, I would ask myself, this is hard. I would ask myself, why do people read comic books? That could actually be a question,
ooh,
but I would
yeah.
talk about that. Part two, I would say, describe a trip in a tall building. Describe an experience you recently had in a tall building. Because my son and I went to the top of the Space Needle in Seattle. And then part three, I would say, What are the advantages of loving your dogs the most?
Yes. Awesome. This would be all really fun things to talk about.
I know.
Okay, all of my ideas I'm going to pull from Conversations and Coffee because they've been so interesting. If you guys aren't subscribed, there have been such interesting conversations. Like, we talked about guilty pleasures, and it was the most fun conversation. Like, I've never laughed that hard. And I would love to have an IELTS question of, like, what is one of your guilty pleasures?
I want an IELTS question saying, describe crazy habits of a coworker, because, you guys, Michelle is fascinating. I love her
so
much.
She had some weird ones.
I learned crazy stuff about her every time.
I think we need to share one here, like a sneak peek. She, guys, this is so funny. When she drinks coffee, she dips her fingers in her cup of coffee and then just puts it on her face. And even if she's in public, she's like at brunch, she puts her fingers in her coffee and puts it all over her face for like wet coffee. I was like, that's amazing and so weird. Oh, I love it.
I love it so much. guys, just to bring this back to IELTS for you, a couple things. So just to summarize, guys, today we have explained one amazing activity you can do right now by yourself or with friends to become engaged, to find motivation, to start enjoying your IELTS studies. Because guys, if you are not engaged positively with your IELTS studies, with your English studies, you're not learning. And that's it. That is one of the biggest compliments we get from students in Three Keys IELTS is like, this is the only IELTS course I have been able to finish that actually worked for me because I want to hang out with you. Like, I want to have lessons from a teacher who is energetic, right? And interesting. So there's that, guys. Engage, find that positive motivation. And then two more things we talked about today, guys. We are doing a web class, Lindsay and I. It's going to be amazing. No, it's not just for IELTS. Yes, it will help you on IELTS. We're going to talk about native pronunciation, native idioms and slang, native transitions, all of this stuff, band 8, band 9 for speaking, guys. So sign up, grab your spot, May 8th and 10th. Those are the dates. Sign up, allearsenglish.com/native. Final thing, Aubrey and I mentioned Conversations and Coffee. It's another All Ears English program. It is a weekly lesson you get every Wednesday. Vocab, transcripts, group conversation. Amazing. Sign up for that, allearsenglish.com/fast.
Right? Yeah, if you're not in there, /fast.
There's so many links.
Yes. And it's so true. They're so fun, you guys, these conversations. And it comes with a quiz. So you're really engaging in the material. You can listen to it as many times as you want. They're so fun to listen to. So get in there. If you're not in there, you're missing so many fun conversations. So go to allearsenglish.com/fast to sign up.
There's so many ways that we engage with students, that we create awesome, fun stuff for you guys. Anyway, web class is free. Sign up, allearsenglish.com/native. Okay, Aubrey, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. See you tomorrow.
Good day.
Okay. Good day to you, ma'am. See ya. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.